I'd like to say a word about this reading from Hosea in the 10th chapter. And it says that Israel is a luxuriant vine whose fruit matches its growth. So our initial description sounds very good. Economically prosperous. It is doing very, very well. One might even describe America this way. You know, again, a very, very wealthy, rich nation, rich in natural resources, rich in human resources, and just, again, a very, very luxuriant vine, and so on. And so, again, one is off to a very good description here. Be careful. It goes on to say, but the more abundant his fruit, the more altars he builds, the more sacred pillars he set up. Now, this sounds good to modern ears, but what the Lord means here is not altars to him, but rather to pagan gods. This is made clear in the second line where it mentions not just that he built altars, but rather that he built sacred pillars. These were the altars and the pillars to the Baals, the Canaanite gods, and so on. And so, in other words, they began to worship idols, and he says to he simply says their heart is false. Now, this of course comes it brings us to a very, very sticky problem. Most people, including I would say probably just about all of us, pray for affluence. We pray for financial blessings. We pray for we want economic prosperity. All of us want that. Of course, our headlines are very, very dominated whenever there's economic downturns about dire predictions, and everyone is encouraged to work hard and pray for economic turnaround. And so, it really, at the heart of the American dream, you know, is this concept that we want to have economic prosperity. We all want to be homeowners with a two-car garage and two matching SUVs and at least one flat-screen TV. And well, you see the point. This is our whole focus. Now, but the Lord gives a warning that the more luxuriant Israel becomes, the more false becomes her heart. Well, there is a proverb, I believe it's in the 31st chapter of the book of Proverbs, which kind of gives us a thing to work for, a sort of a medium or a middle ground. It says, Lord, give me neither poverty nor riches, lest in my poverty I steal, or in my riches I say, who is the Lord? Because when we become rich, we entertain the illusion of self-reliance. We begin to see that we're forgetful of God. You know, whenever there's trouble in our life, we're on our knees and saying, please, Lord, help, help. But when things are going well, you know, no time to pray, off doing other things, very ungrateful and very easily dominated by the preoccupations of the world. And so, again, I say to you that we should not necessarily long to be living on a park bench and have poverty. But on the other hand, be careful not to have too much of a desire for riches, because they cause easily, I say not always, but easily cause the heart to stray. The Lord said how difficult it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. And yet, isn't it true that the average person wants to be rich? Well, if you really took to heart the words of the Lord, why would we want to pray to be rich? Lord, give me what I need, yes. Take care of my basic needs and so on. But to long for riches is to kind of long for a temptation which may overwhelm us, you see. And so, again, we ought to be careful for what we pray. And St. Paul put it this way. He said, those who desire to be rich fall into a snare, into a trap. And again, it's the desire of riches that is very problematic. And so, I would simply say that one other thing to present to you is, if you were to look at America, we have become extremely rich in modern times. We have, well, you know, just look at all the creature comforts we have. I mean, we've got this loud old-fashioned air conditioner going, but we do have an air conditioner. We have electricity, plumbing, lots and lots of future comforts, right? And it's remarkable the wealth and the comfort that we have achieved. And yet, if you were to really look at America, the wealthier we have become, the more comfortable we have become, we start to see that there's a decline in church attendance, a decline in religious practice. We see lots and lots of signs that are alarming to us in terms of our moral life, right? We see a rise in addictions, but also in terms of our moral life, we see a rise in lots of very negative behaviors, promiscuity, greed, and so on, which alarm us greatly. And so again, you see the effect. Now, am I saying let's pray for an economic downturn and let's pray for an economic depression? No, but I'm just saying be careful to note the relationship between our desire and longing for wealth and comfort and our tendency to say, who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? So again, just to go back to our text and conclude, Israel is a luxuriant vine whose fruit matches its growth. But the more abundant the fruit, the more altars to pagan gods they built, the more productive their land, the more sacred pillars to these Baals they set up. Their heart is false. And so again, careful, you see. What? It's very easy for us to fall into too much of an extreme desire for the things of the world. And this is a snare, a trap, that we can so easily lead our hearts away from God so that we start worshiping the false gods, the pagan gods of money, power, popularity, comfort, prestige, all the so-called blessings of the world. But be careful about those gods. Because I'm telling you, you can get wealthy, you can get powerful, you can get popular, and then you die. End of story. Amen.